This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I think the challenge for them is to make sure that they don't look like they're behind the eight ball. They looked flat-footed and caught behind Afghanistan, inflation. They just had to apologize this week. Baby formula. The list goes on.
Because this is the song that doesn't end.
Oh, no. Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Inflation is a reality. People are struggling with it. No one has a crystal ball.
Crystal ball. Where to find the most miserable creatures of all?
There are things that happened. The COVID variant. Russia's war in Ukraine. That was not predicted at the time.
It's easy to look back on what you said a year ago and, you know, find flaws, and I could probably do that.
If we'd been better mind readers, I guess we could have.
The cards can reveal things that you will never see by yourself.
We could foresee that this was going to create a tremendous shortage.
CEOs just tell you that they understood it would have a very big impact.
They did, but I didn't.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We're going to talk about the end of Howard Johnson's and the end of some other chains that we all liked or loved. I certainly loved Howard Johnson's when I was a little kid, but we'll talk more about that in a while. Some people still want to talk about student debt, and I just assume keep going with that for a little while longer. You know, so somebody says, why don't we like have set up GoFundMe pages so all the liberals who are into this can give money to it? You know, that's the, yeah. I mean, put your money where your mouth is. Liberals are willing to give them, meaning somebody else, the shirt off your back, not the shirt off their back. 508, why should we subsidize the fake Indian getting 300 large for teaching three classes? I think she got more than 300 large, and I think she only taught two classes, one per semester. Why should we subsidize Sleepy Joe getting money for teaching no classes? Well, didn't China, I think China was paying that money. China was subsidizing the school or the program or the chair that he was using. And by someone else says, what about Harvard? Harvard's so concerned about equity. You know, they're going to spend all this money for reparations, you know, more handouts for blacks because of quote unquote slavery. It's more virtue signaling. They got $53 billion, or they did before the last turn down in the stock market. Let's say they have $50 billion in the stock market, in their endowment, $50 billion. The student debt, the overall student debt, is $1.4 trillion, the last I checked. Why don't they, that would be a good start. That's would be like 4% of it right there. If Harvard just gave their entire endowment to pay off the student debt, all these poor oppressed people that are having to pay the money, what the hell does Harvard need the $53 billion for? That's what I say. Denise, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Denise.
Hi, Howie. I was just thinking, if you are going to get all that student debt removed, then I think your starting pay should be reduced sharply, because you no longer have a salary requirement of debt.
Denise, I think it would be simpler if they do. Why don't they forgive everybody? I mean, you just pick some debt. And most people have some kind of debt, don't they? Even if it's just last month's credit card bill, right?
Well, this is true. But they come out of school saying, well, we owe so much money, we have to be paid immeasurably.
Yeah.
Right. No, you don't. So why don't we just roll back the wages to 1984, maybe?
Sounds good to me, Denise. Anything. This is ridiculous. There's got to be, you know, you sign a contract. The contract is protected under the Constitution. But hey, you know what? So are firearms, and they say they don't count. So I guess contracts don't count anymore either. But if, what about the contract you sign when you get a mortgage, when you buy a truck? When you take a credit card, why do I have to pay property taxes? If somebody else doesn't have to pay their student loans, why do I have to pay money to the town of Palm Beach or the town of Wellesley? I don't think I should. Why? Paying debt should be optional then. Al, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Al.
Hey, Howie. Last time I talked to you, the gas prices weren't $4, but we both agreed talking about how to make your house more affordable because of fuel prices and the windows. You had just had your windows done.
Yeah.
So I still have like $60,000 left in student loans, and I just kept paying them the whole time because I'm in construction, as you know, and why would I not pay them if I'm making money? Because, I mean, I know so many people that they just want to stay home and no one wants to work, and they want people to pay everything off, and like everyone else that's calling in is saying, well, what about, you know, my home loan or my car loan?
Right.
It's the same thing. I'm not the one sitting here complaining about it. I'm working my tail off so I can keep paying it. I have it on auto pay. It's like $500 a month between the Fed and the private.
Yeah, I mean, some of these people that are complaining, you know, you read about them in these financial advice columns. They say, I'm buckling under my student loans. It's $200 a month. $200? Are you kidding me? You know, it's less than your rent. Oh, but I don't have any rent. I live at home. I need the money. I'm pricing a new tattoo. I want to buy some good weed for the next, the 4th of July. I'm sorry. That's your problem. You took out the debt. You pay the debt. Don't bother me with it. I don't care. Here's a quarter called Someone Who Cares. As what is that, Travis Tritt? Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I just have a suggestion that why can't we just take a tax deduction dollar for dollar on paying student loans? That way it's a short-term thing. Once your loan is done, you lose the tax deduction.
You mean so every once you pay off the interest or the principal, like on a home mortgage loan, the interest can be written off?
Exactly. So if parents are paying or if you have a lot of debt, at least it gives you an incentive to pay the loan, and then you take a tax deduction on it, and the money's getting paid back.
Yeah. The thing is, these loans, though, have fairly low rates of interest. You know, I mean, I know the mortgage has been pretty low interest rates the last few years, but I would be willing to do that or just forego the interest, you know, because the government owns most of these notes, I guess, one way or another. So, I mean, forego the interest if you have to give some kind of relief. But I don't think you could excuse the debts. Thanks for the call, Dan. That's going to wrap it up. I want to play a couple of cuts before we go to the Howard Johnson's thing. This woman, KJP, the new press secretary, she is really, really weak. And she just keeps saying she hasn't talked to the president or you can call me for an update. Play cut eight.
But yeah, for sure. I mean, feel free to reach out to me directly. You have my email, you have my number. Feel free to reach out to me and we will do everything that we can.
Can I just do one follow-up on
Well, I mean, MJ, I got to move on. I got to move on. Yeah, go ahead.
So they're asked who at the White West Wing could they talk about the formula shortage with. So she won't take any questions about the formula shortage. So they keep asking, well, who can we talk to? Cut nine.
Who is the person in the West Wing who decided after 6 or 8 weeks that this baby formula shortage was finally something that somebody should tell the president about?
Look, again, I have to go back and talk to the president. I did not hear him take questions or answer any questions to all of you. And so I want to do my due diligence, right, as his spokesperson to make sure that I have a conversation.
So she didn't listen to the speech. The delivery, the commencement delivery to Annapolis when he said he got appointed, quote unquote, or commissioned, quote unquote, to the Academy in 1965. And she wasn't listening to him when he was talking to the reporters yesterday about the formula shortage. What the hell is she doing? Isn't that the job of a press secretary to listen? Especially when you're dealing with a nitwit like Joe Biden, you have to clean up the mess. Listen to this one, cut seven.
That just doesn't address the question of why it was that the president didn't know when the manufacturers are saying that they knew as soon as the recalls happened, as soon as the plant was shut down, that this would be a very serious problem. Was there a breakdown in the process here? Did somebody fail to inform him?
Look, I have not spoken to the president. I know that he just said that a few moments ago. So I would have to talk to him about the April date. But what I can tell you is what he has seen, and this I know for certain, is that seeing the empty shelves is unacceptable. Seeing what families are going through is unacceptable. This is why we have been working 24/7 to make sure that
right.
we are using every lever at our disposal to deliver for the American people. That is what I know for sure that I can share with you at this moment. And that's how we're going to, you know, going to continue to move to make sure that we're doing everything that we can and beyond.
Yeah. They're using every lever at their disposal, reminding me of the words of a Nobel Prize winner who really deserved it by the name of Bob Dylan in Subterranean Homesick Blues. The pump don't work because the vandals broke the handle. In this case, the lever was broken by Brandon and the rest of the vandals in the White House. 844-500-4242. When we come back, we're going to talk about Howard Johnson's and some of the other chains of yore that are no longer with us. 844-500-4242. As you know, Mike Lindell and our friends at MyPillow have a passion for helping Howie Carr listeners get the best sleep of their lives. They didn't stop when they created the best pillow. MyPillow has done it again with the most incredible My Slippers. I have a pair and life is so good when I'm wearing them. And now for a limited time only, you can save up to $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale won't last long, so order yours today by using the promo code Howie when you go to the radio listener square at MyPillow.com. MyPillow took over 2 years to develop what I like to call heaven for your feet. What's really cool is that my slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Your feet are just waiting to meet MyPillow's quality leather suede plus foam and impact gel, which helps prevent fatigue. This offer won't last forever. Get your $90 off. Call 800-658-4965 and use the code word Howie. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and don't forget to use the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarrShow.com.
The home of good, good food is Howard Johnson's. Now have Howard Johnson's good, good food at home.
Howard Johnson's is such a friendly place to have good food. And the next best thing to eating out at Howard Johnson's is eating out at home with Howard Johnson's frozen foods. Howard Johnson's now takes tender, ocean-fresh fillets of haddock and bakes them in a rich cheddar and tomato sauce, then quick freezes them for you to serve in minutes. And there are so many other Howard Johnson's frozen foods at your grocer's now. Howard Johnson's delicious macaroni and cheese. Shrimp croquette.
Oh, God. Wow. I'm sad to see it go. I used to really enjoy it. I remember... We used to go to the last one in Massachusetts. It was in Greenfield, right off of 91. It was owned by the Borofsky family, and I went to Deerfield with Bob Borofsky. And my father used to take me over there Sunday nights at Deerfield. It was a, you didn't have to go to dinner, so he would sometimes would take me out for a nice dinner. It wasn't really a dinner. It was just, I'd just have a snack, and I loved the ice cream. They were one of the first places that had really good creamy ice cream. And there were two size scoops. One was this regular scoop. And then the larger one was like a pyramid shaped scoop. Not many people are going to remember this, I don't think, except older people, but it was really good. I had the chocolate ice cream. And then that was the first place I had fried clams. And at that point, you know, they didn't have bellies on them. And I always thought they were great. I thought they were delicious until finally somebody took me to Ken's and I had real clams with bellies. And then I didn't have any more Howard Johnson's clams. Remember the burgers they had? They had 3D burgers. That's what they called them. They were like the original Big Macs, you know, the double decker burgers. And they were all over the place. There was one in, when I was a kid, there was one in West Palm Beach on the Dixie Highway. And we go over there some Sunday nights too for dinner. And it started in Quincy. And it expanded. It was the first real chain. And today was the last one. The second to last one was in Bangor, Maine, and it closed 6 years ago. So this was only it was in Lake George, New York. The restaurant had run into trouble in 2017 after its owner was charged with sexually harassing at least 15 female employees, some as young as 14. I didn't know the Bidens were invested in this, in that the last Howard Johnsons. The restaurant eventually peaked in the early 70s with more than 1,000 restaurants and 500 motor lodges. I would say that they peaked long before that. In 1985, the franchise took a downturn and the company was sold to Marriott, which in turn sold more than 200 of the locations, the motel locations, the Prime Motor Inn. They had the weird design. You still see a lot of the designs, but they don't have orange roofs on them anymore. So this is a sad day. But, you know, there are a lot of other chains that have gone by the wayside, including, you know, we talk sometimes about the old New England chains like Zehrs. That's the one I always think of, Zehrs, you know, the old box stores, or the old Five and Dimes. There was one in Portland, W.T. Grant's. That was a big one, W.T. Grant's. That's where I always used to buy my comic books down on Congress Street. And there was Valleys in Maine. I ate at the last Valleys. I think one of the last Valleys was in Portland right off the Turnpike in like, or Westbrook maybe, in the early 90s. I think it was around to the early 90s. Anyway, 844, if you have any memories about any of these old chains that have gone by the wayside. And Howard Johnson's, remember, was the biggest chain in America. And this is creative destruction of capitalism, you know? It really is. It's, just like Sears and Roebuck destroyed all the mom-and-pop stores. Then now Sears is pretty much gone by the wayside. Sears was destroyed by Kmart. Kmart and Sears merged, and they were destroyed by Walmart. And something will take Walmart. Well, I guess the Amazon sort of took Walmart out to a degree, but not really. They can coexist. Something will come along and take both of them out. Something we can't imagine. Weren't there Hojos on the Mass Pike? Yes, there were Hojos. There was a Hojos. Someone said, remember Hojos is where Whitey Bulger, after they closed the Lancaster Street Garage, that's where he used to make his calls from the cell phone, the pay phones outside the Hojos on the Southeast Expressway. In the Reels documentary, Bloody Boston, there's lots of state police video of him and Stevie there in front of the Hojos. Sir James, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sir James.
Hey, Howie, thank you. It's been a while. Howard Johnson's, there used to be a good-sized one right on the other side of the Bourne Bridge going into the Cape.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
They were all over New England. They were all over the place generally, right, but especially in New England because they started in Quincy.
Right, and on Wednesday nights, they used to have the all-you-can-eat fish fry for a dollar. For a buck. Because the ad used to say, I remember hearing it on the radio, the fish fry is still a dollar bill at Howard Johnson's.
Wow. That's something.
The one right here, from Manchester, Connecticut, originally, in the Howard Johnson's there over by the highway, they had that every Wednesday night.
Yeah.
That's going back a ways. So.
I know. That's great. Someone says, what about the Red Coach Grill, Howie? There was one in Saugus. There was a shooting at the Red Coach Grill, and I remember covering the governor's commutation hearing. There were... A cop was killed, and the guy who killed the cop, they were set up. The cops were waiting for him at the Red Coach Grill when the robbers came in, and they still managed to shoot one of the cops, and the guy was up for a commutation of his sentence. And I remember Jojo Langone, Freddie's brother. He was on the governor's council, an ex-con himself, and he said, "Well, I've been listening to this testimony. It's pretty clear they set this young man up. They were waiting for him." I forget whether he got his commutation or not. 844-500-4242. Remember Ground Round? As a kid, they weighed you, and that's what you paid. Imagine doing that today with these lips. Woolworths. I remember the Woolworths in just a little bit north of Downtown Crossing. They had all these birds, canaries. You'd go in there and you'd hear all the birds singing, and then you'd look closer at the cage and like there'd be hundreds of dead birds because there were so many of them. You know, there were thousands of them. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Olson Johnson is right. What kind of people are we anyhow? I say we stay and fight it out.
Reverend, Dr. Samuel Johnson's right about Olson Johnson's being right. And I'm not giving up my ice cream parlor that I built with these two hands for nothing or nobody.
Howard Johnson is right.
Someone says Howard Johnson is buried in Milton Cemetery, probably where Grace lives. Probably the, he says, probably the most famous resident of Milton Cemetery. A lot of people are mentioning Brigham's. That was a good ice cream place. And it says, you know, as you recall, Howie, one of the last ones was in Wellesley. Yeah, I remember going there, and I remember thinking, I like still having a Brigham's around here, but I don't remember. I didn't know how it stayed open because there seemed to be nobody there. And my oldest daughter always liked Brigham's ice cream. She always insists on it. Of course, now she's married, has a kid, and lives near the Crescent Ridge Creamery. So she doesn't buy Brigham's too much anymore. But I think you can still get Brigham's. Remember Leachmere sales? I used to shop at Leachmere at the back door. Leachmere's is the place that once wouldn't take a check from me. So they said cash on delivery. So they brought me the piece of furniture that I had ordered, and then they didn't ask me for anything. So I kind of helped to put them out of business, I guess. I didn't rip them off. They just didn't ask for anything. 844-500-4242. When I first moved to Maine, says 207, I lived at the Hojo's in Waterville for 6 weeks, and it had an attached restaurant and a Red Coach Grill on the backside. Bangor had one of the last. Bangor had the second to last Hojo's in the country, as did Greenfield, Mass. Greenfield, Mass had the last one in Massachusetts. It had closed 20 years ago. That was the one I probably spent more time at than any other Hojo's in Massachusetts. I remember service merchandise. I sure do. I don't remember the department store Tops, though. That's what there was one in Springfield, West Springfield, says Limerick Guy. Grew up in Arlington when it was blue collar. We had a Woolworths, Grant's, a couple of Brigham's, and an A&P grocery store. Best days of my young life. Zaire's, someone mentioned. Zaire's. And W.T. Grant. That's... W.T. Grant's, I think of that as a New England place. Lum's Roast Beef, best place around. Woolworth had a breakfast bar. Woolworth's had good donuts, too, in some places. Let's see. There's so many things, so many old memories. I grew up in Framingham, would go to either the Hojo across from Shoppers World on Route 9 or the one on the Mass Pike. You know, we used to go to, when I worked in at the Colony, they had a Hojo's on either side of the main turnpike in the Kennebunk rest area. And we would go to the one on the southbound side because that was the easiest way for us to get in. And it was open all night, and we would go there, and one of the waitresses claimed to have dated Ted Williams back in the day. We would just be there. We'd be, you know, wasted in more ways than one from working all night at the bar. And just listen to her telling stories about Ted Williams and Kenmore Square. 857, I once did a chew and screw at the Hojo's on Gallivan Boulevard. Keith, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Keith.
Ipswich, Massachusetts had one of the last holdout Woolworths.
Yeah.
And they had a floor that was planks, and everyone walking around the store was making squeaky sounds between the planks. It was funny as hell. I remember the stupid counter too for a cup of coffee for, I don't know, 15 cents or something.
Yeah. Did any other Woolworths other than the one in Downtown Crossing have those birds? They had thousands and thousands and thousands of those birds. I always wondered where they came from and, you know, how they kept them alive, especially in the winter. Of course, again, as I said, a lot of them they didn't keep alive. They were just, it was kind of depressing. You go in, and, you know, even if you wanted to buy a couple of birds, canaries or parakeets, whatever the hell they were, and you'd see all the dead ones at the bottom of the cages. 844-500-4242. Let's see here. I grew up in Dot, 2 miles from the original roadside restaurant, and used to take girls there on dates. The restaurant was across the street from where your show's original vet used to be on the radio with you. Yeah, I remember. I know where that was. 844-500-4242. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking the call. Piqued my interest. I was born and brought up in Wollaston. I was about 2 blocks away from the original Howard Johnson's.
That's the ultimate original one. It started in Quincy, right? Yeah.
Right, in Wollaston. And they have, in the parking lot of the Wollaston MBTA station, they carved out a little place with basically a marker. It looks like a gravestone. It marks the original Howard Johnson's location. It's kind of sad, actually. It does look just like a gravestone. Also, I went to school, Catholic school, about a mile away from there, where they had their candy, and they made candy, and they made pickle relish at that at that location. It was a factory. And in the summertime, you know, April, May, they'd open up the windows in the school, and all we smelled was the cooking of pickle relish. To this day, if I smell it, it makes me sick to my stomach. It was incredible, absolutely incredible.
You know, I always loved going to Howard Johnson's as a kid, but when Taylor was playing that ad from him and I was listening to all those kinds of foods, I wasn't really getting hungry. Someone was saying, well, they had the same quality throughout the nation. Yeah, but it was pretty mediocre, actually, when you got right down to it. Listen to the food.
Howard Johnson's, they got more. Different kinds of ice cream, Red Balloons and hot dogs, burgers too. Splashing pools and swimming, brain fixing for dunking, giant beds for sleepy heads, twisted up spaghetti, luscious licking lollies, crayon soup.
Look, a kangaroo!
Present celebrations, menus you turn into
That ad didn't mention the shrimp croquettes. You know, now I think about it, they called pancakes hotcakes. I love that. That's really an old-fashioned New England word, hotcakes for pancakes. The hotcakes were really good. But I would say, thinking back on it, the ice cream carried Howard Johnson's for me. It was the best. When I was a kid, that was the best ice cream I ever had. Because, you know, my Aunt Mabel, times were tight in the Carr household. And she would always buy ice milk. And boy, was there a difference between ice milk and Hojo's ice cream. Scotia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scotia.
Hey, you know what? I might be a little late to the party, but Howard Johnson's stiffest competition that I remembered was the Friendlies down on Route 2 by Concord. And I worked there for a little while in my younger and more vulnerable years. And that place was always packed. And Friendlies, man, they had all the Red Sox ice creams now that they have. But they had some pretty decent ice cream. I liked their Rocky Road, and I used to eat that for lunch.
I thought, Friendlies had really good ice cream. I think Friendlies still does have good ice cream. I think what killed Friendlies was just the bad service. And it seemed like it was a chain-wide thing that you could go into Friendlies with your kids, and that's the thing. It was a good kid restaurant, but it took so long to get served, and there's nothing worse than having to sit there for 45 minutes looking across the table from a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old waiting in there. Everybody's looking. Bailey's Ice Cream Parlor. Oh, man, Bailey's. That one on Tremont Street downtown, they had great ice cream. That was really old-fashioned. They had the wire chairs. That was really an old-style ice cream parlor. But you're right, Scotia. Friendlies was a good place. And it's still, I think there are a couple of them still around. Not many, though. Not many. There was one in Natick we used to go to. That's where I would take the kids when they were young. But again, I got tired of waiting all the time for the service. Nancy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nancy.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I just want to tell you, I lived in Brighton, and there was a Howard Johnson's right where WBZ is. I don't know what they call that street.
Soldiers Field Road?
That's it. Me and my girlfriends, instead of going to Mass at St. Anthony's in Alston, we take the collection money and go to Howard Johnson's. But another quick one I want to tell you. Did you ever go to that restaurant at Filene's, 8th floor restaurant? In Boston?
No, I don't think I ever did. No, a lot of the big department stores had these restaurants on the upper floors, didn't they? It was mainly female shoppers that went there. They had like tea and stuff like that and sandwiches with the crust cut off.
That was it. Yeah, but they'd have dinner like prime rib and everything.
Really?
On Mondays and Wednesday nights. It was really good. They had homemade desserts and everything there.
Oh, that sounds good. I'm sorry I missed that. That's a good one. Thanks for the call, Nancy. 844- Who the hell would be in Downtown Crossing now, especially if you were loaded up, your stomach was full on prime rib and a homemade dessert. You couldn't run away from the Utes, the gangs of the roving bands of Utes cruising Downtown Crossing and causing trouble. Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed.
Howie, I'm down to Clearwater years ago, and I go by a Howard Johnson's, and it says, all the clams you can eat for $7. So I knew that Howard Johnson's had clam strips, and they were still good for $7. So I go in, and I says, all you can eat for $7? She says, yeah, but we had to substitute the clam strips. I went, substitute them with what? She says, these ones have bellies on them. I said, where are they from? She says, Ipswich. I says, keep them coming, just with coleslaw and plenty of tartar sauce.
That sounds like a dream, Ed. Come on, are you sure that really happened?
Yep, an hour and a half to 2 hours. I never left there.
Wow. You know what's coming to Clearwater and the west coast of Florida and all the way up on the other side to Broward is Kelly's Roast Beef. I hope I'm not giving away a secret, but Kelly's Roast Beef is moving in. One of our friends has gotten the franchise. They're going to open up a bunch of places. That will be good to have a Kelly's down in Florida. Even if they're not quite up to my area yet. 844-500-4242. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Hey, Howie. I'm a bit of a boa constrictor myself. I've eaten at Howard Johnson's and ate their entire from the grill menu when I was 14. It just was so good. And you think Macron and maybe is upset that Howard Johnson's used Frere Jacques for their song and just put the words in there? I went, oh my God, it's Frere Jacques.
Well, they had, at one point, they had some big French chef was trying to remake the menu. Someone mentioned it here. I'm just looking through the text to see if I can find out the guy's name. They were trying to sort of go upscale, I think, when they were beginning to have some competition. But you can't turn Howard Johnson. You couldn't turn Howard Johnson's into into any kind of French joint. Thanks for the call, Zebra. Does the current nationwide shortage of infant formula have you asking what's next? Did you know that nearly 100% of our nation's supply of antibiotics is produced outside of the United States? Mainly in China and India. If we can't control our own domestically produced baby formula supply, what about all of the life-saving medications produced overseas? Many experts predict that if there were a supply chain disruption in the pharmaceutical industry, pharmacies could run out of most antibiotics in a matter of weeks. Thankfully, there is a new service to help you prepare for just such an event. Have you heard of the Jace case? It's a pack of 5 different courses of antibiotics that you can use to treat a long list of bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory infections, sinusitis, and skin infections. That's Jace, J-A-S-E. Every household needs at least 1 Jace case. Go to jacemedical.com. That's jasemedical.com right now. And use the code word Howie for $10 off your Jace case. That's code word Howie for $10 off at jacemedical.com. J-A-S-E, jacemedical.com. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Howie Carr is back.
It's Howard Johnson's for a famous grilled and butter Frankfurt in a toasted roll, or a choice steak, charcoal broiled the way you like it. Sizzling on the outside, tender and juicy on the inside. Howard Johnson's is famous for fried clams, tender, sweet, deeply crusted and golden brown. Crispy, crunchy, sweet as a nut. And ice cream from the wonderful world of 28 flavors, made with fresh cream, fine ingredients, and ice cream soda, cool, luscious, at the landmark for hungry Americans.
Howard Johnson's, next up.
Tender sweet, I'd forgotten that word. That's the phrase for their fried clams, tender sweet. I think that was a trademarked phrase. Fried clams. And Frankfurt, that was another old-fashioned word they used, along with hotcakes. I knew we'd get one from a texter. I'm 25 years old. What the hell is Howard Johnson's? You young whippersnapper, you don't know what you missed. 978, Ames Department Store, and I do miss Building 19. I still have a chip clip from Building 19. Gail in Texas. I met John Denver at the Hojo's in Augusta, Maine in the early 80s. 508, was Burger Chef any good? when it opened in Greenfield, it was the biggest thing in Franklin County. Everybody was so excited. The big city was coming to Franklin County, and then McDonald's came in and Burger Chef was gone in about 2 weeks. That's again creative destruction of capitalism. 508, has anyone mentioned Kresge's? There was one in Porter Square, Cambridge. Yeah, Kresge's was kind of like a minor league Woolworths. It didn't even rise to the level of a W.T. Grant. Danny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Danny.
Hey, Howie, I got a bunch of them. What about S&H green stamps?
Oh,
AMP.
A gold bond and top value stamps. We used to save all of those stamps. Valleys, yeah. I went to one of the last Valleys. I couldn't believe it was still open when I went in there about 30 years ago. Go ahead. Anything else, Danny?
Harvard Bazaar, you stuff to go there just for that franchise alone, so you could get your Boy Scouts and Cub Scout uniforms. And if anything they did a disservice to, they closed Buzzy's Roast Beef.
Oh, Buzzy's Roast Beef. That wasn't a chain, I don't think, but it was a great place. That was one of those all-night places. You know, you'd go after, if you didn't want to go to Chinatown and have some cold tea, you'd go over to Buzzy's Roast Beef. Or what was the other one? Mondo's. Mondo's in Faneuil Hall. That, again, not a chain, but an old-time place where you could go after last call. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
Howie, when I was in high school, I worked at the Woolworths in Jamaica Plain, and I ran the pet department. In 3.5 years, I never lost a bird. Never.
They should have moved you to Washington Street, Arthur, because they lost millions of birds there. I'll tell you.
Let me tell you. One day they called me in the office, and there was a rep from New York, and the Hartz Mountain Company told me that I made more money per square foot in that little area than any Woolworth east of the Mississippi.
I hope they gave you a bonus or something, Arthur.
I'll tell you what it was. They stripped out the whole area, redid it, and I started selling carrots and even a pair of toucans for $150. And that was back in 1967.
That was a lot of money back then. Wow.
I knew what I was talking about. And they called me in the office, and they gave me a raise on my hourly wage. I went from $1.68 to $1.73, and I was proud of it.
I tell you, if I'd been in Woolworth's management, I would have had you up working on Washington Street for me, uptown, right near School Street there. They lost too many birds in that area. Thanks for the call. We got time for Rambo. Very quickly, Rambo. Quickly.
Hey, Howie, south of Greenfield, Northampton had a 24-hour Hojo's, and the entertainment value was priceless.
It was in Kennebunk, too, on the south side of the main turnpike. Any 24-hour place is priceless entertainment, because you're usually in the mood for entertainment when you're in there. Thanks for the call. I'm Howie Carr.